We are learning Masechta Chul and Daf Nunvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Daf Nunvav Amud Aleph. We're moving on to Oifos, the Treifos of Oifos. And even though the Gemara later on says, and this Amud, that all Treifos by Behema apply to Oifos as well, the Mishnah still repeats over a few different things for the Chedushim that it has, like Rashi will explain. Ve'elu Treifos Boif, the following are Treifos Boif, Nekuvas HaVeshet, a hole in the esophagus, Upsukas HaGeres, or if the trachea, the kana, the windpipe snaps by roiv, with roiv, it snaps in half. That also is a treifa. Hiksa chulda al roisha, if a chulda hits it on the head, which means it bites it on the head. Because if it claws it on the head, then it would be a drusa. That's a pashta case. You don't have to make it into a treifa because of the krum shamayach. But here we're talking about that it bit, the chulda bit the oif on the head, the bird on the head. So hiksa chulda al roisha makam shoisa treifa, in a place where it makes a treifa, for example, where it makes a hole in the krum shemayach, then it's a treifa. Nikav akorkabon, if the korkabon, which is the gizzard, there's no gizzard by behema, here it's possible why it says this. So korkabon gets a hole, that's a treifa. Nikvu hadakim, if the intestines get a hole, it's a treifa. Nafla la'ar, if it falls into a fire, nechmru b'nei'el, and the b'nei'el got hurt, got ruined. And how do you know if it got ruined? So, if the things that are red turned green, it's psulim. Madum, if they stay red, ksherim, we'll see which organs we're talking about. We're talking about the lave and the heart and the korkabom. Those are supposed to be red. If they turn green, they're psul. Darsa, if someone trampled on this oif, v'tarfa b'kaisa, or he slammed the oif against a wall, oishiritsa b'hema, or he took a horse and ran over it, Umfarches says it's still alive. V'shasam eislais, he waited 24 hours. V'shachtak sherev. If you didn't wait 24 hours, then it's a chshash risuk avarim. So Rashi explains what exactly are the different chedushim on the things that seem like they're a repeat from behema. Zok Rashi, avigal v'chol treifais the behema connected them ba'if hava. It's shrichel lemisni nekuvas haveshet mishum psukas hagageres. You have to say the Kuvas HaVeshet because you want to say Psukas HaGeres. And why do you need Psukas HaGeres? Because you would think that you're right by a behemoth, a hole in a Gageres is not enough because behemoth is a strong animal. But maybe a oif, which one simmon is enough to kill it, so maybe there by the Gageres it should be also a mashu. Zok the Mishnah, no, it needs Psukas HaGeres. Hiks a chulda on the head, you would think that you don't have to make a hole in the mayach. Maybe because it's a weak animal, it's enough just to hurt its skull. Kamashma, no, it has to go through to the brain. And nikva adakim also, the chiddush is, legabe, the din of elu ksheiris, that will say that if the dakim come out, the intestines come out of the animal, without a hole, then it's kosher. That's why I said that. These are different reasons why it said the different things in the Mishnah. Our first Gemara will discuss the din.
Is Shusa and Armish the same reason?
This is Darsa. Darusa is a case where behemoth claws it, and there it puts some poison into it. It doesn't say Darusa and Armish. Darusa means, in the last verse, Darusa Sazev is something that claws. Here, Darsa means that a person trampled on it. It's a whole different thing. It's more than like Nefula. It will be matched to the din of Nefula of Behema, where there falls off to 24 hours and needs Bedika. We'll see, it needs a Bedika also. So that's a din of like Nefula, the din of Darsa. But Darusa, but there was a kasha by Chulda, we learned before, that a Chulda could have Darusa on the oif. That's why he spoke out. What Rashi says, Hiksa Chulda means with his teeth. Teeth and not a Darusa, only with the claws. But if we claws, it'll be a treifa anyway. But here, it's hikas achol da'al reisha, makam she'asa is a treifa, means it bit it with its teeth, and it made it in a place where it's treifa. What does that mean? That it went through the krum shemayach, went into the brain. And our Gemara will discuss now, how can you tell if it gets a bite on the head, how do you know if it made a hole through the brain? How do you know? So Rav Shmuel v'Levi, the Amri, they all say, what you do is, how do you check it? Machnas yodo lefnim, you stick your hand into the mouth of the bird and you push up on its palate, on the top of its mouth, you push up. Uboidik in mevatsveitsva oilo trefa. If some brain matter comes out of the hole on top, you know it's a trefa. You're pushing from inside the mouth, you push up. If brain matter comes out of the hole on top, you know that it's through and through the hole. Trefa of mlav, it's a ksheira. Zoktimara honich lamandi amar, that's only good. If you don't have that in order to be a trefa, on a hole in the brain, it has to go through both membranes. Ad the mank of karmatita, that it holds that it's not a trefa until it goes through the top membrane and the second membrane. So here, if brain matter comes out, you know it's a hole through and through. If not, not. But elamandiyama, inkevi lov avgol, inkevi tata, zumandiyama holds that it's enough to open up the top membrane. Not the second one, not the one that the shiny one is right on top of the brain. So here, even though no brain matter comes out on top, maybe the top membrane is open and it's still a trefa. Elamad yama inkev ilo, apel inkev tato, nechaz numa ilo inkev tol inkev. Zog tomorrow, no. Yis in inkev ilo, if the top one would be penetrated, the top crumb, the tato, the lower crumb is not so strong. If you pushed up, agav ruchve mifka paka, if you pushed up, because it's so soft, it would come out. The brain matter would come out, would stick out. Because it's a very thin membrane. So then you would see the brains coming out. So it's a good test. So that's a test, according to Rav Shmuel Levi. You stick your hand in and you push up. Omaz iri, ein bedika l'chulda. You can't do a bedika for l'chulda. Why not? The teeth are very thin. And the teeth are very thin. You won't be able to tell if there's a hole or not. What do you mean? There's still a little hole, so something will come out. Why can't you have a test? It's a little more. It's very thin, the very thin teeth, and they're crooked. So if he bites the head, the hole that's on top of that will be crooked. If you push up, the brain matter will get stuck on the skull because the hole doesn't go straight out. It goes with a curve. So you push up, you won't be able to see the brain matter outside the head because it goes crooked. Therefore, Zokra Ziri right now, he says, ain't b'dika l'chulda, you can't check. When he went from Bavel to Nardoi, that's what Rash says, and the Rashash is bothered, but Bavel, Nardoi isn't Bavel. So he says it must be there's a city called Bavel also, for the Rashi. But either way, when he went up to Nardoi, and all the Maratzchi is busy, Nardoi is higher, who says? Salt usually means Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Kisolik Nardoi went up from one city in Bavel to Nardoi, Shalach Lahu, he sent back to his original city, Dvarim Shamar Tefnechem Toysem V'yadam. The thing I said to you that Ein B'dika L'Chulda is a mistake. It's a mistake. I'm Choyzem. He said Toysem V'yadi. Baram Kach Amr Moshmei D'Rav Shimon Melakos Boidkim L'Chulda B'yad. You can Boidik B'yad, like we said, you stick your hand in and you push up. Avaloy B'masmer. But you cannot check with a masmer. There's another way of checking. You could take a little nail and move it over the skull and see if it gets caught in any nicks. And that'll be a raya, there's a hole in the brain. Don't do it that way. And we'll explain why soon. Rabbi Yechonam, after masmer, you can even check with a masmer also. What's the machloikis? It's a plukta de Rabbi Yehuda Rab Nechemya. This machloikis, if you can use a masmer or you use a hand, which one's better, is machloikis Yehuda Rab Nechemya. So you see, Akbarim Ziri was definitely chayzi. You could do a check, you could check. But he says, don't check with a masmer. Rabbi Yechonam, check with a masmer. This machloikis is another machloikis. This machloikis Yehuda Rab Nechemya. One holds you check with your hand, one check with a needle. He says, what are you doing checking with a needle? If you use a needle, you might poke a hole in the brain. You're checking it, you might inadvertently poke a hole in the brain. And all you're doing is causing it to be a trefa, even though it's not a trefa. So the other man said back, the one who holds you have to do a needle, not the hand, says back to the one who says the hand. Don't be machlis on the velos. So first of all, as a kasha, only in velos, well, shchuti, it's not in velos, it's shchuti. El trefas, you be Michael trefas. Why? Shema nikiv krum shemayach. Maybe nikiv krum shemayach. So Rashi explains, when you do the check with the hand, like we said before, like Ziri had a havin at least, that since it's crooked, the hole on the brain, if you push up, you're not going to see anything. He says you have to use a needle and go inside there and go back and forth and see if there's a hole there. Because the way you do the needle is you take off the skull and you check on the brain if there's a hole in it. That's what you do. You take off the skull and you check on the brain. But if you push up from the inside, it won't come out.
And Ziri's have a needle.
Yeah.
No,
No, after all these bedikas after it's dead. You know, you have to stick it at the guy's brain when he's alive. No. All these things after it's dead. You do a shchit, and then you stick your hand in, and you push it up. All these things after all bedikas trefas could be after they're dead. But like upon him, the case of, so he says, don't do it with your hand, because it's not a good check, because it's crooked, the bite marks are crooked. Masha Enkein, with the masmer, how do you do it? You take off the skull, and you use a masmer to check it. So that's better. Here, other man says, no, it's not better, because you take a needle over the thin membrane of a brain, it'll make a hole. So you'll be mechal morim shishol. That's the machalik. So machalik is really Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nechemya, if you're allowed to use a machat, or you're allowed to use a yad or not. Zot Gemara Testayim, let's bring a raya. Which sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Nechemya? Testayim, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Badek Biyada. Let's bring a raya. Who the one holds that's Badek Biyad, and not with the needle, the time with the Nebraisa? Rabbi Shimon Lezer Omer, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Boitkin Lechulda Biyad. Clearly, Hashem Rabbi Yehuda, the Boitkin Lechulda Biyad, Avloy Masmer. So this is the Testayim. When we go back to Nebraisa, but this is the Testayim, you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds, they do Biyad. Nishbar etzem, if the skull breaks, afa bishalei nikav krum shel mayach, still it's a treifa, which is a pella. But the stayim, maisa, it's a riot, the stayim, who does the one who holds? That baikti mechod v'yad. Now the Gemara goes, as a kasha, it's lying in the braisa. Hagufa kasha, amrit, you just told me. Baikti mechod v'yad, avlei ma'asmer, so what do you see? You see, you need b'dika, right? Am islei b'dikusa. You have to have a hole in the brain in order to make it a treifa. V'hadu tani, then you tell me, nishbar etzem, if the skull breaks, afa bishalei nikav krum shel mayach. Even when we add a hole in the mayach, it's called a treifa. Am alestei b'dikusa. You see, you don't need b'dika. It's just a broken skull is enough problem. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara, no, Sefer the Brice also a different type of bird. Also La'if Shamayim. Talking about a waterfowl. The water, like a duck, like a kachka. Ducks that hang out in the water, they have much different type of brains. They don't have a krum. And if you make a hole in the etzem, that alone will make a problem and make the behemoth trefa. Because even if they have a krum, it's a very, very thin krum. It's a very thin krum, and therefore, if you break the brain already, you break the skull already, you have a problem with the brain. So that's what it means to say for the braisa. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Anan. Rav Nachman asked Rav Anan, we're going to say more of these rias, that there's a different type of bird. There's a bird of the water. The water bird, the waterfowl, is different when it comes to trefis. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Anan. Rav Nachman told Rav Anan, Mar Omar, you told us that Shmuel Badik B'yado Machshir. That Shmuel checked with his hand and his machshir. Vahuna chavrin amarav bought the other machshir also checked with his hand and his machshir. Vatoni Levi, treifa shimonu chacham behema connectam ba'if. I am asking kashvam. It's the machshir. You need a bedika, right? But I Levi said all the treifas that we have a behema, you have ba'if also, and oif even has more. Yes, aleim oif nishvar es machshir nolikav krum shemayach. So this is the kasha that Rav Nachman asked Rav Anan and says, I understand you. Tell me the bedika, you need a bedika. And without that, it's not a treifa. And then we have here, a braisa from Levi, that the treifa is Shemanu Chachamim, by Hema, by Oif, and Oif has something more. That Nishba Etzim alone is a treifa. Amalei, so he answered, Ahu Ba'if Shalmayim. That's by Oif Shalmayim. Hoyva Inle Krum. Inle Krum Sakadayatach has no krum, no membrane on the brain. Elohova Krum Rach. This is very thin. Same type of idea that we're saying when it comes to certain birds, you don't have to have a hole through the brain. He told a gullah, so the Havbe Rav Chana. There was this chicken that was by the house of Rav Chana, and it was a Shiloh. Shiloh of Trefus. Shiloh Kameh the Rav Masna. Nishva etzem, v'leinikav krum shemayach, havoi v'achshura. He checked it out and says, no, there's no hole in the brain over here, no hole in the membrane. There's only a hole, only a broken skull, and it's fine. Amalei, so he said to him, to Rav Master, what do you mean? I'll tell you, Trefus mono chom behem, connect them oif. And whatever you have to, by behem, you have oif. And yes, I'll lay him oif, nishva etzem, havoi v'achshura krum shemayach. That oif is more than it has, nishva etzem, havoi v'achshura krum shemayach. Amalei, hosam ba'oif shamayim. That's talking about a waterfowl. However, ain't like krum, because it has no krum. Therefore, it's easier becomes a treif. Ain't like krum shakat. I don't claim a however krum a rach, since the krum is rach. So it comes to our Mishnah that says hiksa chulda roisha makav shesh a treifa is talking about that you have to have a hole in the brain. That's talking about a regular bird. Masha inkein if it's a oif shamayim, it's enough that the skull is broken. Rav Shizbi bodik b'shimsha. A new way how to check the brain. To see if there's a hole in the membrane. Rav Shizbi used to check it by holding it out up to the sun. Took the brain out and the membrane and held it to the sun to see if there's a hole in it. Rav Yemar Bodek B'maya, he checked it with water. How did he check it with water? The Rashi on top of Bay explains two ways how you can check it with water. One way is that you take out all the brain matter from through the spinal cord. That's you take it out through that spinal cord. Take out all the brain matter. Then you fill up, and that won't touch the membrane. Then you fill up with water, and you see if the water leaks out through that hole on top. So then you know the membrane has a hole. That's you check the membrane has a hole. That's what Maya. Well, the other shot was that you pour water into that hole in the skull, and you see if it turns white. If it turns white, that means it got in contact with brain matter. So Rav Shizbi is Badek B'Shimsha, Rav Yair Badek B'Maya with water, he said, Tupshat Mehayim Badek B'Maya, Rav Acha B'Yakov Badek B'Gila, the B'Gil de Chitza, on top of our base, with a straw from a wheat, which means it's like a nail, same thing like a nail, it's a little softer. So Jesse checked it, see if it's a hole. On Rav Shizbi, Hani Avzi the Don, our chickens, our ducks, our kachkas, Ka'ev Shamayim Damim, they're like Oiv Shamayim, since they're always in the water, they're like Oiv Shamayim. So therefore, we have B'Dika won't even help, you have to be make a treifa once it has a broken skull.